In part 4, we turn our attention now to the New Testament. Mary. The Bible does not mention how old Mary was when she was visited by the angel Gabriel or when she gave birth to Jesus. But in ancient Israel, it was the norm for girls to get married between the ages of 12 and 14. In addition, we are told in Matthew 1:18 that she was betrothed or engaged to Joseph. So it's likely that Mary was 13 or 14 when Jesus was born. God chose a young teenager to be the mother of his son. Isn't that amazing? Again, we should be discussing this with our students and asking them what implications that has for the church. Then there was the boy who gave 5 loaves and 2 fish. The well-known story of the feeding of the 5,000 men is one of only 2 miracles recorded in all 4 Gospels, the other being the resurrection. Yet only 1 writer, John, mentions the little boy. The other 3 totally ignore the source of the food. That says a lot about their attitude towards children, but I will say more about that in the next outcome. We do not know how old the boy was in the story. Perhaps John, in John 6, 1-13, did not really pay attention to the child like so many others in the crowd, like so many today in the church. Neither do we know his name. No one took the trouble to find out. After all, he was just a boy. Many have the same view today. He's not mentioned in any other gospel because, for the gospel writers, the fact is that he was a child who gave up his lunch, and that's not even noticed. Andrew said there was a boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish, but notice what his emphasis was. In verse 9, "But what are they for so many?" What was Jesus' attitude? Verse 6 tells us he himself knew what he would do. You see, long before the time, Jesus already knew about the little boy. He knew that he had a packed lunch from his mom, and he knew what the little boy would be willing to give up as his lunch so that Jesus could use it to perform an amazing miracle, feeding 5,000 men plus the women and children, possibly 14,000 people. All of that because of the generosity of one little boy. Dear facilitator, obviously, the thrust of this outcome is to get your students to see that God can and does use children to accomplish his purposes, and that we should do the same, even if it means we have to rethink our whole philosophy about how children can serve God.